Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 17th, 2006. Today's message is titled Spiritual Myopia. The scripture text, in fact, I'll be reading four verses today from Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. I began to wear glasses when I was about 10 years old. I was nearsighted, meaning that I saw okay closely, but distant views were blurry. Nearsightedness is also called myopia. In my 40s, I started needing bifocals, meaning I now need correction both for close-up and distance. Let me illustrate today's message with a wonderful creator design capability we all have and probably take for granted. I'm sitting at my desk as I prepare this today in my home office with a clear view of my computer screen and close-up items on the desk. My eyes are automatically focused to this view. But I can raise my head and look out to a distant farm view. Automatically, without any conscious effort on my part, my eyes refocus when I move from the close-up to the distant view. As David wrote 3,000 years ago, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I can purposefully try not to focus when I move from a close-up view to a distance one. For instance, stare at your hand. See how blurry and out of focus the distance is at the periphery. Try to move your hand and keep your eyes focused the same as the close-up, although you're actually looking off at a distance. For me, it's next to impossible. Today I want to consider a condition that many of us have, which I'll call spiritual myopia. We may have a close-up view, but have trouble seeing and focusing on the bigger picture spiritually, that which is at a distance. It seems that spiritually speaking, having a distant faith focus does not come automatically. I have to very purposefully refocus. Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the faith chapter. It is a great commendation of men and women who live by faith. In fact, in verse 2 it states, "This is what the ancients were commended for." Verses 13 to 16, our daily text, are an incredible interjection by the divinely inspired author of Hebrews. Prior to this section and after it, Abraham is the focus. But this section broadens the scope using the phrase, "all these people," which may mean those who were with Abraham, or it may be referring to all the people of faith mentioned in this chapter. But this powerful portion is certainly true of all people of faith, including us today. Today, the part that grips my heart is the phrase concerning the things promised they had not received at the time they died. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. Well, these folks did not have spiritual myopia. But I am so aware of how I can have spiritual myopia. This happens when I'm not focusing on God's promises that are yet to come. I'm not seeing them and welcoming them from a distance. In fact, the spiritual distance may be very blurry. Like the people who long ago lived by faith, I need to regularly admit, I am an alien and stranger on earth. Like them, I want to be longing for a better country, a heavenly one. I need, and you need, to keep the focus.
Jesus, so much of what I need to do today and in the near future consumes my mind and energy. The commitments and problems that I face can easily crowd out the solemn moments that helps redirect my attention and focus upon the future you have planned for me. My soul is refreshed when I consider that all of heaven, incomparable to this sinful world, with its splendor, majesty, and absence of sin, is mine to receive. You prepared it all and promised it as an inheritance for all who overcomes. Though our eyes cannot presently see, our hearts can believe by faith all that you have in store for us. At a future date, we will join with all the saints who've gone before and those who will come after and alongside us, saying to him who sits on the throne, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come."
Amen. Thank you for preparing that prayer today and sharing it with us, Brooksine. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning and share from our heart with you, writing from our home in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, a rural part of Lancaster County. Today, as I prepare the message, I consider a song that reinforces our need for spiritual focus that many of you, I'm sure, have heard. It's titled, "Open the Eyes of My Heart." And I have on the site today both an audio and video version of that from a church in Canada that I often use their material. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, May 17th, that material will be up there ready to link to. If you go any other day you happen to be listening to this, just use the archive and go back to the message, May 17th. Also have on the site today a photo that I think illustrates this. What happens is digital cameras, at least, have the capability of locking the focus up close, and then you can move the camera to a distant view and you still have the focus up close. And I have an illustration using both an in-focus and out-of-focus view of the very same farm field across the road from us. I think sometimes in my spiritual life I'm like that photo that shows it all blurry in the distance. May God help us to have focus, I pray. Well, blessings to each one of you today. I started to cough. This is a real people ministry here. Brooksine is still sitting right here with me, and we pray today's blessing, or today's message, will be a blessing to you, and that you will keep your spiritual focus.